positive.
I don't think so.
I have.
Boy, they're hard on teeth.
I all didn't want to play a harp when I was a kid.
Yeah. I got so I could play old Black Joe.
I don't have no music in that old guess. I can't play it.
Oh yeah, I got tickled. Oh, I guess it was at least 10 years ago. We always used to call it Old Jack Blow. And some radio announcer gummed up one day. And evidently he called it that too, but he was announcing the song and he said, "All right, ladies and gentlemen, now let's hear Old Jack Blow." And Old Black Joe came on. That must be a nerve-wracking job.
I need to do it. I don't know how they can make so much give to say.
Yeah, some of them don't do very well.
Oh, they really can go after.
Boy, that old boy in Oklahoma City, them kids wide. Well, we can get around that, huh?
What's
he can't get stopped.
Say, you know those crazy fellas from WKY are in Stillwater tonight. They're playing the girls' basketball team.
Are they?
Yeah, I heard that on the news coming over this morning.
Yeah, I heard that.
I bet that's
true. I bet that'd be a game. Yeah, if they play like the talk, it would.
Yeah. Do everything but deflate the ball.
And Willie's getting about as bad. Once in a while, I listen to him on the radio and pick up a car. They get wound up pretty tight.
KOM, buddy.
That's competition more than what radio station.
No, KRC.
No, KOMA or KOMA.
Yeah, KOMA out of Oklahoma City.
That's talking about
talking about you. I don't see how some of the boys can go like they do.
No, I don't either.
Seems like they just completely wear themselves out.
Of course, they don't ever say anything. They don't put out a lot of words. I guess that's the secret.
Yeah.
Say, what do you call the part on the wagon that sticks out in front and have a horse on each side?
What would be the tongue?
If you have a buggy, a one-horse buggy.
Well, that would be shad, wouldn't it?
And, what would you use in a buggy to make the horses go faster?
Buggy whip? Buggy whip. We call them horse whip.
And if you have a wagon with a two-horse team, what do you call a bar that goes behind each horse?
Single tree.
And then these fastened to the...
Double tree. You know I'm not smart, baby.
That's smart.
Well, that's something you just don't get much anymore. You just don't have it.
Yeah.
What do they make those single trees and double trees out of here?
Oh, most of them made out of hickory sticks. All is there.
Yeah. You don't break them, you just wear them out.
Just wear them out.
When you're driving a team, what do you hold in your hands?
Oh, you hold a set of reins.
And if you're riding a horse, you sit in the
saddle
and put your feet in the
stirrups.
Are there different kinds of saddles?
Yeah, there is.
What goes underneath to hold it on the horse?
A cinch.
Do you use one or two in this country?
We use two.
And then keep the saddle on, huh?
Well, you keep the saddle from going over forward.
Uh-huh. If you're going to break a horse, what do you put on his head?
Well, you mean break him the lead or break him the ride?
Well, if you're going to break him the lead.
Well, if I was going to break him the lead, I put a halter.
And if you're going to break him the ride?
I put a bridle or a bit on it, or a hackamore.
What's the difference between a bridle and a hackamore?
Well, a hackamore don't have no bit, it's in his mouth. And a bridle with a bit, your bit is your piece that's in a horse's mouth, see?
Uh-huh.
A hackamore don't have no bit, it's just a thing that go behind his jaw and a thing over his nose. Strap.
Made out of leather or rope?
Yeah, a lot of them take this old rope and braid it tight and make it hard.
Uh-huh.
And wax it. And it's pretty severe on a horse. About as good as a bit. A lot of horses, if you break a horse with a hackamore, he very seldom needs a bit on it.
Huh.
He'll just keep it fighting and try and spit it out.
Huh.